Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monorail Rye. And joining me today, we have River Guide Chris.
Namaste, and welcome, everybody.
And Monorail Molly.
Hello, everyone, and I apologize in advance for having a little bit of a frog in my throat this week. Please bear with me. I'm trying my best.
It finally came around to you. That's finally. What happened.
I was going to say, Molly, it's only been Ryan and I for the last 3 weeks. It's fine.
It's been longer than that, Chris. It's been like almost 8 weeks.
Real, though.
And I do apologize. I did not plan any fun little intros for you guys. You're just who you are today.
Well, that's fine. We understand.
Yes.
I think we're fun enough as it is.
We are. Any news in our lives? Any Disney news? Anyone got anything?
You know, it's hilarious. I had a bunch of Disney news, and now I can't remember any of it.
Well, I have some Disney news that I can share.
Okay, go for it.
I have four items on the docket. Number one, we know Run Disney just happened at Disneyland this past weekend, and it was at Disney World the 2 weekends before that.
Yes.
Do you know how fast the first place person was? Like, do you know what their minute per mile was?
I do not.
They were running a 5-minute mile.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you imagine running 26 miles at 5 minutes per mile?
That's insane.
Here's my
thing. And
that's
the average pace. Like, that doesn't even mean, like, that's just wild. How?
Let's just,
you know, good for them. Let's start with that. Like, that is insane. Good for them. Second thought, why would you do that at a Disney race?
Literally.
Like, this is the race where you are supposed to be slow. Like, 16-minute miles should be your goal.
Like, that's Olympic fast.
Like, you should be stopping for pictures. You ran so fast, you were through Animal Kingdom and Studios before they opened, so you know there was no rides. Like,
yeah.
Also, but Molly, I know you just vanished, but is that a Savannah Bananas hoodie?
It is a Savannah Bananas hoodie. That's crazy that you noticed that.
Love. I am obsessed with the bananas.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that was news number one. News number two, I was at the gym because I was, you know, training for our marathon that we're doing next year. And on the news, oddly enough, they were talking about the Disney Cruise Line and how gratuity has gone up $4 for 2025. So now it is a total of $27 for your total gratuities, which honestly is still not bad. Like, I expected them to be like, oh, it went from $23 to, like, I don't know, $42. I feel like $4 is kind of like, okay, whoop-de-ding.
In terms of price increases, could have been worse.
Literally, for Disney,
very
could have been
so
worse.
So, just a little bit of clarification there. It is, looking at the website right now, actually, $16 for your regular stateroom, $27.25 if you're staying concierge, suite level, etc.
Okay.
Just so nobody freaks out and they're like, what?
Yes, but the gratuities are already included in the total price.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware, it's not like it's one of those things where you get on board and they're like, oh, by the way, you need to give us $27 for gratuities. It's already included in your total price of your cruise line. And then they just basically give you like this little coupon ticket that you put in an envelope just to like give to the cast member.
Exactly.
But it's kind of like more of a, not, what's that word that I'm trying to look? Formality. It's a formality.
Okay, yeah. I'd say it's a receipt for you with the, also, hey, this is how much you are giving them, but if you want to give them more, like, please be our guest.
Yes. And, like, if you lose the little ticket, you lose the ticket. Like, they're still getting that money. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The other thing, Chris, we were talking about how Space Mountain is 50 years old.
Right.
Do you know what else is 50 years old? We've been overlooking this attraction because Space Mountain has taken priority.
What are we missing?
Molly, it's one of your favorites.
Which one is it?
The Carousel of Progress is also turning 50 this year.
That's right. It is.
So, Space Mountain's getting all the glory, but Carousel of Progress, it's 50 years old, too.
And don't forget that it is a great big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
Every day.
Yes.
Amen.
Even if our ride still looks like it's 50 years old.
It's, you know, it's trying its best. It's
it
trying
is.
Its best.
It's doing it.
You know what? It is a Sherman Brother masterpiece. Like,
hey, I'm all for the music. I'm just saying, put a refrigerator in there from 2025. It's a 1970s refrigerator with a fake screen on it to make it look like a smart refrigerator. A
Smart refrigerator.
smart
Fair enough.
refrigerator. And the last thing I have for Disney news is that the Star Cruiser, I almost got to knock off one of our bingo card marks. The Star Cruiser is getting rethemed, but it is not to be a resort. They're going to reimagine it to put Imagineering inside of it. It's going to be a corporate office, basically.
Which, you know what? I kind of love.
Right, same.
But Chris and I had been texting about this, and we're like, it's right behind studios. Do you think they're going to take all those offices behind Star? What is that? Launch Bay?
Is it
And
lunch
then
pay?
it's behind Launch Bay. And maybe we will be expanding that area into Toy Story Land if they're going to be moving people. I don't know if they are or not, but.
Because the Star Cruiser is such a huge space.
Yes.
It's like, and not to say that Imagineering isn't small or anything like that, but it's, I think it would be
They have more
silly
than
for
enough
them.
space.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, why would you keep them in Hollywood Studios when it could be right outside of the park and then you have all that land to build something else?
Exactly. So I do have one, and let me pull it up real quick. Wasn't going to bring it up because I haven't gotten confirmation yet, but I trust the person who posted it. So we got announcement today, apparently,
February 2nd.
that February 2nd, yes. We were informed of some of the character meet and greets that will happen on the Disney Destiny. Now, remember, Disney Destiny is the ship that is currently being built. It is the newest one, and it's got probably what I'd say the coolest theme of heroes and villains. And so, what I saw this morning confirmed we had Spider-Man and Black Panther meeting, as well as Cruella de Vil, Maleficent, and there were like two other villains that I now cannot remember and cannot find the post. But I thought that was pretty exciting news as well.
Yes. Are we ready to move into today's topic?
I think so.
I think so. Let's do it.
Okay. So, we're three former cast members. Well, I go to Disney often. Molly and Chris know enough.
I book Disney often.
Yeah, they know the ins and outs. So we decided, hey, let's get on the Walt Disney World Tips and Tricks Facebook page and let's just answer some questions for people on the podcast. And so I took some screenshots, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. I have 21, 22, something like that. That if we get to all of them, we get to all of them. If we don't, we don't. It's okay. But we'll start off with a relatively easy one. And that is, what is your favorite way to get from the airport to a Disney hotel? I would rather not rent a car and pay parking for it just to sit over the entire week, which is very valid.
That is very
Fair
valid.
enough.
And especially now that the Magical Express is no longer an option, I think this is a great question, especially nowadays. My suggestion would be bring it back. Everyone misses the Magical Express.
Literally, bring back the
Yes.
Magical Express. However, if we're going to be honest and answer this, there's two things that I would suggest. Number one, Uber or Lyft. But some people don't want to get in a car with a total stranger. We understand. That's fine. The other thing is Mears Connect, which is basically the third company or the third party company that was the Disney Magical Express, still offers shuttle services from the airport to the hotel and back. So you can still use the Magical Express. I say that term loosely, but this time you have to pay for it. And I did get on their website. It's $16 for adults and $13 for children. That's one way. So $32 round trip or $26 round trip. You can also do an express service, which is up to four people. So I'm assuming that's probably a van versus a bus. And that would
Right.
be $238.10. So that would be a private ride. So in that sense, I would say Uber or Lyft for sure. And then they will actually go to not only Disney resorts, but they will also go to the Disney Springs resorts for that price.
And anybody that doesn't understand what that means, there are some what we would at Disneyland call good neighbor hotels that are right there on Is it Bonnet Creek? Why am I blinking on the road now? But right there next to Disney Springs, there's a Marriott. There's a few different hotels there. Those would be the Good Neighbor or the Disney Spring hotels that are not Disney related.
It's Hotel Plaza Boulevard.
Okay.
One last one is more of a thinking outside the box sort of solution, where instead of having the question of how do I get from the airport to the hotel without a vehicle, what you could also explore. Now, this is more geared toward my East Coast friends, those who live in Virginia, maybe more than aware of this, but there is the auto train that goes from Lorton, Virginia down to Sanford, Florida. So that way you can, of course, take your own vehicle with you on your vacation. So instead of worrying about, how do I get my car and all of my things from the airport, you could just take it all with you. Take your car straight from home all the way down to Florida. It is another option, and I did just do the quick math here. It's like for a round trip for about, I added in, sorry, quick math here, for about to bring yourself and a family of four and your vehicle, of course, down would be around $1,500. And that would be in exchange for, plane tickets, things like that. And again, you would also have that peace of mind of, I have my own car.
Right. And
Very true.
just not that this question is for Disneyland, but Disneyland, there is not even mirrors. So really, your option is a taxi, an Uber, or a Lyft.
And these are my two. First of all, I'm going to go off of Molly here. Remember that if you are staying at a Disney property, Disney resort, they have gotten rid of the parking charge finally. And if you are staying on property, parking at the parks is free because you are staying on property. With that said, your other option, especially at Disneyland, call your local travel agent, preferably your favorite travel agent slash podcast host, and we can explore booking you a car service or something like that. Especially, I'll tell you now, I'm looking at Uber prices from LAX to Disneyland the other day, and wow. So.
Hey Chris, how would they get a hold of you?
Ooh, great question. Christopher, KRISTOPHER, dot Dizzarella on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
He also spelled Gizzarella for the guests.
I probably ought to. DISERELLA.
Hey, I have to tell you this. This is totally not off topic, but off topic. I was driving to my sister's house, and she lives on, like, her allotment's on a really main road.
Okay.
And I saw this little sign outside someone's house, and it said, Pixie Vacations by Megan. And I said, wow, Chris needs
Interesting.
one of those.
Right. Except
Dizzarella
I live like on
Vacations
a
by Christopher.
back road, so nobody would ever see it.
Okay, but
But
you could put it somewhere.
right,
Billboard.
no.
If you make
There you
enough
go.
money one day.
One day. I
Okay.
did sponsor a hot air balloon last year at our balloon festival,
There
so.
you go. There you go. All right, let's get into question number two. What rides at Disney World are exactly the same as they are at Disneyland? I'm talking like a carbon copy. My family has been to Disneyland many, many times, so we are trying to prioritize rides that are different and or only Disney World has to offer.
I'll take this one as our former tour guide. So, contrary to popular belief, Jungle Cruise, they are actually different. They
Yeah,
are different Jungle
we have
Cruises.
the tomb.
Yes, exactly. Now, if you're thinking about carbon copies, Dumbo, I think, is
That's
number
it.
one.
Literally, Dumbo is about the only
I think
one. Nope.
exactly. Well, I'm trying to
No,
hold on.
Chris?
That's a carbon copy.
Carbon copy all of Galaxy's Edge.
Oh,
Oh.
that's not
Yep.
in my brain case, but I will
Right.
say if you're just looking for a ride that is a copy, but not necessarily a carbon copy like for like, the Indiana Jones ride at Disneyland is the same exact track as the R.I.P.
Dinosaur.
dinosaur ride in Animal Kingdom.
That's the thing. I think there's a lot of similarities, right? Like Tower of
Yes.
Terror, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout. You have, I still think Rock and Roller Coaster and Incredicoaster are very similar.
They
Oh,
well, it's the same.
absolutely.
That is also the
100%.
same track.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
we've been saying
People
that for
don't believe
years.
me when I tell them that, and I'm like, it is the same track.
It's
One's
Rock and
inside,
Roller
one's
Coaster.
outside.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
You have Radiator Springs Racers is the same as Test Track, only it's a double.
Yeah, I was going to say, not quite.
It's
I think it's the
close
same ride
enough.
system. Yeah. It's they did zhuzh it up a little bit
But like if you look at your
for
Jungle
Radiator
Cruise,
Springs.
you look at your It's a Small World. Like the ones that Tiana's, they are all different.
Yes. Haunted Mansion is going to be different.
Oh yeah, very different.
Actually, Haunted Mansion is going to be very different here soon.
Yes. Good job. Good
Do,
answers.
do, do.
Let me
Star
Good answer.
Tours. Star
Good
Tours is
answer.
another carbon copy.
Oh, Midway Mania.
Midway Mania would be another carbon copy. Trying to work my way through Disneyland to see what else I'm seeing.
Grizzly Peak
Oh.
Run and
And
Caliber Rapids.
Cali.
Very similar, but
Very
different.
similar. Different, but similar.
I almost forgot because it always makes me fall asleep, but the Little Mermaid ride.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Which is the
Yep.
same as Seas with Nemo and Friends, basically.
Yes. Which then again, Turtle Talk with Crush is pretty much the same too.
Okay, next question. Number three. Hi, how many days is good to spend at Disney World? We don't want to go to the water parks.
First of all, don't diss my water parks.
Yeah, don't be hate. What's with the words? What's with the water park hate? So
Yeah,
rude.
okay, but second of all, you're not giving us any information.
Right.
How many parks do you want to go to? What do you have kids? Is it just you? Is it you and friends? Is it you and your fiance, husband, wife? Tell me more.
Now, if we're just going based off of what this person said, and I think a solid starting point for any vacation, and Chris, as our literally as our
Our resident
vacation
tour
planner,
guide.
our
Or
resident
resident
vacation
vacation
planner,
planner, thank you.
you may have different opinions. I think a solid starting point is 4 days. Four parks, 4 days. That's where I think we should start. But Chris, what do you think?
That's actually exactly what I tell people when they come to me and they're like, we want to go to Disney World. And I'm like, okay, how long do you want to go? And they're like, we don't know. And I'm like, well, there are four parks, so I recommend at minimum 4 days, one park per day.
And you know what I do though? I
Or.
feel like, so yes, 4 days is definitely good, but if you want to do, I always say five.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I say five is Magic Kingdom deserves 2 days.
Which I was going to say, I have a client going in December who we just booked. They are going four, but the age of the kids, we chose to not go to Epcot.
Well, and that too.
Yeah.
And
So.
like, again, do you want to split days? Do you want to do a park hopper where you have Epcot and maybe Animal Kingdom, where you spend the morning at Animal Kingdom and then you get Epcot in the afternoon? Do you want to do a
Right.
Disney Springs day? Like, there's so many different aspects to this question that it's like, and I'm sure that's what she was trying to get at is give me all the information you can, but also give us an idea of what you want, and then we can give you a better idea of how many
Right.
days and how to set that up.
My immediate response would have been, how many people are going? What are their ages? What are our interests like?
Yes. So, loaded question, a lot of good answers. Next question. Hello, just a quick question. I know adults aren't allowed to dress in costume, but I've heard that the Star Wars sections of the parks, they allow adults to wear capes, question mark. Is this true? Does anybody know? Many thanks. X. I don't know
Molly?
that. No capes. No capes.
Thank you. I'm glad one of us said it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily know too much about this rule. Do you guys know
I don't know
more?
anything about capes. I know you can go Disney bounding.
Right.
I would think capes, exactly like Edna Mode, it's kind of a danger. Like, if you're gonna go ride a ride, like Rock and Roller Coaster, I wouldn't want a cape.
Yeah, I think
Okay,
that's I
so.
sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Nope, go ahead.
I all I'm gonna say is, and this is just me being the queen of practicality, is I think when you're going to the park, one thing that you should worry about is not just like how you look, but the functionality of what you're wearing. Because obviously, if you're going to the parks, you're gonna be having a good time. And so I think
Uh-oh.
having a moment to say, this would be great, but is this really like what I want to be bringing in?
Okay, so quick Google search, super simple. Walt Disney World website for guest eight, for guest 14 years of age or older. Capes may be worn if the length does not go below the waist. But why?
Literally, just Disney bound. Like, just dress in similar colors or like do your hair a certain way. Like, try and be a character without wearing a full-on costume. It's not
And I
that
will tell
hard.
you, the characters that see themselves like, they see you Disney bounding as them, lose their minds. They love
Yes.
it. Yeah,
Yeah. I would do that versus wearing
and
a cape.
again, Edna, no capes.
Correct. Okay, next one. My husband and I are looking for some late night activities to keep us busy until about 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Is there anything on property or at Disney Springs that's open that late? I read some of the boardwalk bars may stay open till 1 a.m., but is there anything else? We have our own transportation, and I already checked after hours. There's none for that particular night.
Okay, couple things. One, the other piece of Disney news that I forgot, which we'll get to in a second. Second of all, what Wednesday? Like, give
That's.
me a date.
I would feel like Springs is open until 1 a.m. most of the time. Like, at least certain
Yes.
bars, not the whole thing. But, like, I know you can go to Splitsville till 1 a.m.
Oh, absolutely. So Disney Springs, always a great option. Boardwalk, always a great option. Jelly Rolls is open until usually 1:30, 1:45. With that said, it has been confirmed as of yesterday, February 1st, Jelly Rolls, which is an amazing dueling piano bar, will be closing this spring.
This spring,
This spring.
I need to go because I have never gone, and you know I love my dueling pianos.
Right. Yeah.
I
Your
literally
wedding said everything.
had dueling pianos at my wedding. That was my band.
They were
Like,
great.
all right, gotta book the trip. Let's do it.
Let's go. I'm down
But yeah,
because
I
I've only
mean,
been once.
I don't know where she was looking, but there's definitely things open until 1 a.m.
Yes.
in Springs. So
But that was the other piece of Disney news I forgot.
I had
They
heard they were going
are
to close.
supposedly going to open somewhere else in Orlando, but it will not be on Disney property.
Wait, what? They're moving off Disney property?
So
Did
they
you
are
just say?
closing at Disney, and then the rumor is that they will be opening somewhere else in Orlando, but not on Disney property.
Oh, okay. Then I'm all right. I can still. That's fine.
I still say let's just book the trip.
As long
Yes.
as you can get your dueling piano fix, we're good. Correct. I always need, like, oh my gosh, the one bar on the Orlando, the Universal Boardwalk or City Walk, City Walk.
CityWalk.
Oh, so good. I love that place. Okay, next question. People in my party are wanting to go to Disney Springs, but I'm not too keen on it. Is it worth going just for half a day? What is there to do exactly? I will have a package of tickets in Disney Resort, but I need to buy extra tickets for this park. Okay, number one, Disney Springs isn't a park.
Number two, it does not cost to enter.
Number
You don't even
three,
have to pay the park.
no, like your car.
Yeah. You don't have to pay to park your car.
So. Disney Springs, there's a lot to do. It's shopping, it's eating, it's drinking, it's
Shop.
everything.
Movie
There's
theater, bowling alley.
the Coke store is one of my favorite
Yes.
places. You could meet the Coca-Cola bear.
Yeah.
I hold on, let me take a tangent to talk about the Coke store
Please do.
just
Let me just mute
because
myself. Hang on.
no one I feel that no one shares in my love for a Coke float. And so to feel seen and to be able to walk right up to the bar and say, "Can you make me a Coke float?" And they don't ask me any questions. They just say, "Yes, absolutely. Would you like that to be a vanilla Coke or a cherry Coke?" I lose my mind. I'm like, "Oh, you ask me the right questions. That's what I want."
Yes. They have a t-shirt shop where you can make your own t-shirts. You have the Christmas shop where you get all the ornaments.
Or you can make your own
Again,
Christmas.
bars, food, the largest Disney store in the world is there. Like, you all know me. It's no surprise. I always get canceled or delayed with flights, so I always fly out a day early. What do I do on that first day? Disney Springs.
Disney Springs.
And then all my shopping is done until I go into the parks and I see different things.
Although, if you're going in 2025, your first day checking in, you can actually go to the water parks. Just
Yes, you
fun
can.
fact.
You can now.
See, Jock Lindsey's Hangar Bar.
The Hangar Bar is so good.
Love
Boathouse
the
is
Hangar Bar.
delicious.
Boathouse is great. Steak, STK.
Rainforest Cafe.
No, Chris won't ever go to there again.
No
There's a
comment.
whole story.
It
We're not going to
was an
go there.
ordeal. I will not go off on that tangent. Oh my gosh, what is the name
Oh,
of
the
my.
luggage store is there. The
What is the name
jewelry
of my
store
burger
is there.
joint?
There's a pin trading store.
Oh, I love the co-op store where you can like make
Oh.
your own like magic bands and your own phone cases and have them
Yes.
all customized.
Not co-op, but literally connected to it is
Yeah.
the Disney, and everything is Disney merch, but it's more subtle Disney.
Yes.
So you can have your Disney, and it's got like a picture of a river in a jungle and it makes some kind of snarky comment. And like, if you know Disney, you know it's the Jungle Cruise.
It's kind of
But
like Lost Bros.
yeah, the rest of the
Yeah.
world is like, okay, that's cute, whatever.
Are we
So
ready for the next question?
let's go.
Okay.
Go to Springs.
Just, yeah, go to Springs. Posting anonymously because I have some family members on here who will sneak into my suitcase if they find out we're headed to Disney in 3 weeks. LOL. We've always went to Disney between October through December months. This year we'll be there from February 13th through 19th. Any tips, tricks, hacks?
Now, here's the thing. As a past local legend, as someone who's lived very close to Disney, I think that is actually the best time to go because it's not peak season. So it's also not too hot, which a lot of times, it for me specifically, I don't worry too much about heat, but it's also not too hot, which is great. So you're also dealing with a lot of, or with less crowds, I should say. I think that's a great time to go. I think that's a solid time.
So I'm going to contradict Molly here. The
Whoa!
look on her
Whoa!
face. I know, right? This has nothing to do with being a travel agent and everything to do with knowing that that is President's Day weekend, which means your crowds are going to
Flock
be
to the Hall of
larger.
Presidents.
Oh, I didn't even think of. I was just thinking like February. That's great.
February in general, especially since cheerleading moved to Universal a couple years ago.
Didn't
Although
know that.
I think they're back now, so fair warning, if you're staying at a value, you may have a cheer competition going on and a bunch of cheerleaders everywhere. No, February in general, love. Having worked there, having lived there, perfect. But that particular like dates goes right through President's Day weekend, which means the weekend dates themselves are going to be busy.
My tip and trick is put your name on this. Don't make it anonymous. Let those people sneak into your suitcase and then make them buy you things.
Ooh, I like that.
That's my suggestion. Next question. I drink upwards to a gallon of water every day. So without having to spend an arm and a leg on water bottles each day, what's the best way to go about getting lots of water? I know many quick service locations offer free water cups, but I would hate to waste so many cups. Here's what I'm gonna tell you. Number one, Florida water is terrible. We went to Target. We bought the Contigo water bottles. They're like the insulated titanium, whatever, stainless steel. It has a filter in it. Buy one of those, take it into the park, ask for water, pour the water into your cup that filters the water, and use that all day long. There's also water fountains that you can drink it up at or fill it up at.
I'll just be the contrarian here, and maybe it's because I grew up on Florida tap water. I don't think it's that bad, but that's
See,
just me.
and I love well water. I love tap water, but I'm from the West. I don't know. When I started my first program and I read in our program guide, Florida water is considered safe to drink, I was a little turned off. Just gonna say.
Wait, this is so funny because when okay, 'cause when I got that, my mom and I, again, who grew up in Florida drinking tap water, we both read that and then we were like, oh, okay, it's considered safe to drink, whatever. And then my mom had a moment of like a, wait a second, are they talking about us? What do they mean it's considered safe to drink?
I don't know, I just thought it was funny that he was like, I don't want to bring a whole bunch of water bottles in, so get a reusable one. Like, I
Right.
don't.
Like,
It's
why is that?
2025. Who doesn't have a reusable water bottle?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so confused.
Who does not have their emotional support Stanley?
Like,
Like, come on, people.
this person literally probably carries around a gallon of water, like a literal
Probably.
gallon. Also, I use emotional support Owalas now. I used to be Stanley. Well, actually, I was Yeti. We all know this. Then I switched kind of to Stanley. I like trialed it out. Owala's where it's at because you can sip and you can chug. Not
So
hashtag not sponsored.
again, hashtag not sponsored. I am still stuck in the 2016, 2017 with my emotional support hydro flask.
Oh, yeah.
I love me my hydro.
Telling you, you go once you go to Walla, you're not gonna go back. You're just
See, that
not.
just sounds too much like Wawa.
Great place.
Like,
Okay, next question. Is $200 per family enough spending wise per day at Disney? Two adults, two kids. This includes everything. We will also be bringing Lunchables sandwiches because of my youngest doesn't eat much else. We will mainly only be trying the snack everyone raves about and drink here and there. Am I crazy?
Yeah. I mean, short answer to your question. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that is
Wait, which
pretty
question are you
close.
answering? Are they
It's
crazy or is
yeah.
$200 enough?
No, the answer of are they crazy? The answer is yes.
Just checking.
the answer of is $100 enough? Unfortunately, no, it's not.
200.
Oh, sorry, 200.
So at
Per
first I
person.
so at first when I read this, I thought it was 200 per family member, not per the entire family. So I was like, 200 per day per person? Yes. No, for a family, not so much.
No, and I think this is a great question for Chris to answer. What do you recommend?
I haven't actually had somebody ask me that question yet, so I've never really thought about it.
So let's just break this down into different aspects, right?
Well, yeah,
So
let's go this.
if you're gonna do like quick service dining, yeah, $200 is probably fine, but you're not gonna get souvenirs. Like, it's not gonna happen. A spirit
No.
jersey is upwards of $75, $80 now. It's like a stuffed animal is $24 to $30 for your
If it's a
kids.
small one.
Yeah, I mean, like a Mickey pen is $8. A pen is $8.
Yes.
So it just, I guess it depends on how you're gonna budget. Like, yeah, if you're gonna have Lunchables for lunch, okay, sure. But still, Casey's hot dogs, if you get everyone one, it's gonna be almost $60 for the family of four. So that
Especially if you're
leaves
getting a
you,
Coke to go with it.
right. So that's gonna leave you $160 for the family for the rest of the day. And that's just one meal. Just keep all
So,
that in mind.
no, Ryan, when you read it, I was thinking 200 per person per day as well. And I was
Right.
like,
Yeah, that's
yeah,
enough. That's
like.
fine. But yeah, when it's a whole family, that's gonna be a little bit tougher. It's not to say you can't do it. You just have to be very smart on where you're budgeting. And I would write it out like, okay, we can spend this much on dinner if we're going to take this for lunch. And then this is how much we have for souvenirs and whatnot.
To answer your question, Molly, though, although I have never actually broken down the budget for somebody before, I have made the recommendation more times than I can count to buy Disney gift cards and give your kids, hey, here's your allotted amount. It's on this card. Like you have
Yeah.
this much to spend.
And that's the other thing.
So.
Like here in Ohio, we have Giant Eagle, which is our grocery store. And for every $50 you spend on a gift card, you get, I think it's 10 cents off a gallon of gas or something like that. So in hindsight, you're also saving money on gas then if you have a grocery store that does that. However, I know that's not always available to everyone. So just things to think about. And I know Costco sometimes does gift card deals, Target does 5% off. So, just things to think about as well. Next question. Is it useful to have a vehicle when staying at a Disney resort? We need a vehicle for the second half of our trip, so deciding if it's worth the extra $300 to save on transport from the airport to the resort, plus have available when we are there. Or would we even use it? So, this is going to come down to, yes, it's $300 for it to sit there, right? But what are you going to spend on the transportation to the airport? What are you going to spend to go pick up the vehicle, right? So like, okay, I'm going to take an Uber to my resort. Let's say it's $70. Then you still have to take an Uber back from the resort to wherever to pick up the rental car. So Disney makes it very easy. You do not need a rental car. You can get everywhere by bus, Skyliner, monorail, boat. However, when it comes down to $300, it might be worth having the car because, as Chris mentioned earlier, you're not paying for parking anymore. You can drive to the actual park itself. This one's kind of a toss-up for me.
Yeah, I think this is one where it's really up to, your own personal preference. I, for one, I am a big fan of having my own vehicle and getting around spaces. I totally love how accessible Disney is and the fact that you don't need a car to get from space to space, but I'm still the kind of person where I'm like, if I have the option to, I most likely will have my own vehicle.
Absolutely. And that's kind of, I'm the same way, especially because the last few Disney World trips I've made have been super tight, like 4 days or less. Excuse me. And I'm trying to hit all my parks, all my favorite attractions, see all my former colleagues. Like, I love Disney. I love Disney transportation. You know, you're talking to three former Disney transportation cast members here. I love Disney transportation, but I ain't got time to wait on that bus when I've got 50 things to do and only 2.5 days to get it all done.
The other thing you have to think about is your transfers too, right? Like if I want to go to Springs, but I'm at the
Gotta
Magic
go to a hotel.
Kingdom, and then I gotta go to a hotel, then I gotta catch that bus to Springs. If I want to go to a water park, I mean, like you have to think about those transfers too, because it's not always the easiest way to get from point A to point B. Yes, you
Yes.
can do it, but how much more time are you spending doing the Disney transportation versus your own
Exactly.
vehicle?
Even using the Skyliner, and I love the Skyliner, but if you're staying at Art slash Pop and you're trying to get to Epcot, you gotta go to Caribbean Beach. You gotta transfer over to a different version, a different Skyliner line. If you're staying at Contemporary and you gotta go into Epcot, you gotta transfer at the TTC. Like,
Just things to think about. For $300, I'd probably just get the rental car because when it comes down to just the transportation from the airport to the hotel and then from the hotel to get a rental car, it's going to almost be pretty close to that.
not necessarily though, because remember, there are multiple places on property where you can get a rental car now.
Oh, well,
So,
okay. Whatever.
but I agree with your thought process there.
Yes. What are your favorite Disney items to buy ahead of time? I'm looking for ideas like Disney shirts, princess bathing suits, and other special treats for my 5-year-old.
I think merch, unless it's park specific merch, a lot of times you're better suited getting it
At Dis
beforehand.
oh.
Or I was gonna say like if it's park specific, that might be something that you need to get there, but I think there's no shame in if it's a better deal, because at the end of the day, it's the same merch. Where if it's better for you to get it beforehand, either at like the Disney store online or at a in-person Disney store,
I
and then
think
plus also you already have all your clothes.
they're thinking more like, should I go to Kohl's and do the 2 for $10 t-shirt that's Disney versus, I think that's what they're kind of getting at here.
Then in that case, yeah, for sure.
Honestly, yeah, no shame in your game. Most of my Disney stuff, like two of my favorite Disney shirts, came from Amazon, not Disney itself. No shame in your game there. You've also got the discount stores, and like, I want to say there's one in Florida too. There's definitely a Disney
Outlet.
outlet in California near,
Premium outlets. It's
yeah,
Orlando
well,
Premium.
Orlando Premium Outlets. And then there's a Disney outlet over by Disneyland itself as well. So definitely no shame in your game getting your sometimes you can even get ears like cheaper there.
Now, as far as like favorite items, I'm just gonna say be prepared. We always take a book bag in. And inside that book bag, we always have Tums. We have our water bottles. We have Band-Aids. Like, think of those things too, because you are in that park all day long. Take things that you can't get in the park with you. Hoodies. Like, we literally always have a sweater in our book pack because at night it gets cold.
Amen. So
So
yeah,
just keep that in the back of your head too.
I always bring a bag. I hate the whole having to go through security thing with a bag, but I always bring a bag. I, of course, I'm a photographer, so I've always got my camera with me as well. But hoodie, water bottle, you know,
Like
those big things. Battery charger. Don't forget your
battery
battery
charger,
charger.
yes, with a cord, unless you have the one that's the magnetic
Unless
one.
you got the MagSafe, love me some MagSafe. As for some of the like medicines and whatever, some of those like a Tums or something like that.
So I was going to go off of that.
Go, do it.
So Amazon actually sells a little packet thing. So it's like a little card, like a plastic case that
Oh yeah,
you,
yep.
it opens up, it's a bifold, and then there's little slots in it, kind of like a actual pill case, but it's like, a billfold one. And then you can actually buy little tags, so you can put Aleve in it, you can put Tums in it, you can put nausea medication in it. And so just make sure you have all that stuff in there, because you never really know what you're gonna need. Were
And
you
then what
gonna?
I was gonna say is there is a first aid station in every park and at Disney Springs. So, and then Molly, if I'm speaking incorrectly, please correct me, but I believe you can get all of that kind of stuff over in first aid as well. That said, 9 times out of 10, when you need it, first aid is near the front of the park and you are in the back of the park. So, but first aid, and then there's baby care slash like mom's room over there as well.
Next one is, where can I buy a regular magic band? I only see Magic Band Plus.
I
Ryan is
think
Googling.
eBay is the solution there because I'm pretty sure Magic Band regular has been phased out,
I
I
don't
think,
think
at
they
this
make
point.
them anymore, but I'm double checking on the website. Yeah, they are only Magic Band Plus. So the answer is
No.
Poshmark, Mercari, eBay. Yeah, it is Magic Band Plus only. So, sorry for your luck.
Sorry for your loss. We'll continue on.
Yes, there was another one, and I don't know, it might be later on in here, but it said something about, like, I have a Magic Band from 2016. Will it still work? The answer is no.
No.
The
You know
battery
what's
is long gone.
Oh yeah, you know what's funny? I've got two that I've kept in the box as like collector's items, and like it's I keep going back and forth on me being like, "Oh, this is so cool that I have this," and being like, "This is so silly that I'm holding on to this," because
Yes.
I've got the special 2017 Flower Garden Festival limited edition one, and I also have another limited edition Magic Backstage one,
Well, and
which is
that's
actually
like,
super
I've
cool.
got my 20th anniversary
Animal
Animal
Kingdom.
Kingdom one, which I will never part ways with. And in fact, even though I know the battery is probably more than long gone, it has been 4 years after all. Wow. I just feel really old because it has not been 4 years. It's been 7 years. Oof. Wow. I'm still going to take it with me and try it because I love it and it was
So
cool and it roared.
what's really funny is when we went to Alani, they're like, "Oh, we see you have three magic bands linked to your account." And I was like, "Yeah, they're really old. Just take them off because they won't work." The front desk guy was like, "Oh, okay."
That
Is funny.
Okay, next question.
Yes.
How do people think blah, 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 words? How do people keep things cool or cold without bringing an ice chest backpack? We want to bring food into the parks, but not really sure if it's realistic at this point. It would just be for lunch and snacks.
You know, it's
There's
tough.
picnic areas, right?
There are picnic areas.
And you can leave a cooler there, right?
I
Or am I?
don't believe you can anymore.
No.
You used to
Okay.
be able to. Then the world got
So
crazy.
I know they say they don't want to bring an ice chest backpack, but there is a brand. It's called Kanga. And it's actually meant for adult beverages. And you can put like a 12 pack of White Claws or Trulies or whatever inside of it. Like you just put the cooler in the freezer the night before, and then you put the drink inside so it keeps it cold all day long. So that might be something to look into as a Kanga cooler because it's just a normal backpack cooler. Put it in the freezer the night before, put your snacks in it. Hopefully it lasts all day. That's my suggestion.
Other
I don't
suggestion,
know if
which
it
I
would work.
use not at Disney, but other places all the time, frozen water bottles. And then
Oh.
you have water throughout the day.
Very good. Good idea. I just got upgraded from All Star Movies to Coronado for $40 a night. I'm excited. Can I hear your thoughts on Coronado? Never been there. Can't tell you. Anyone else? No?
I've never stayed there, but I think it is a if that it sorry, that wasn't a sentence. I think in terms of an upgrade, that's a great upgrade to have. I think Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Coronado is pretty like central to most everything, right?
It's across from one of the water parks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not as
Kind
central
of.
as you would think. Thoughts? Here's my thoughts. Keep
That's
the
where
All-Star.
Grand Serino Tower is, right? Coronado?
Grandestino, yeah.
I heard that place is fantastic.
Now, yeah, now that was what I was gonna say. Keep All Stars, unless it's the gr now you got me questioning my pronunciation. It is Grandestino, right?
I think that's what it
Yes.
is, yeah.
Unless it is the Grandestino Tower, then sure, Coronado. Here's the thing. I have not stayed at Coronado. I have worked Coronado multiple times. It is a, besides the Grandestino Tower, moderate resort, meaning it is large. It is a bus loop just to get around the property. And again, it's not as centrally located as you may think it is. Everything is busing. So I don't know. Like, All Stars are out there too, but at least All Stars have some like Disney theming. Coronado itself is a convention resort, meaning that you're going to have a lot of conventions and a lot of like business people there and whatnot. Personally, not one I recommend. If you're looking for that moderate upgrade, sure, take it. $40 a night, that's not bad at all. If it's the Grandestino Tower, heck yeah, I've heard great things. I've had friends stay at the Grandestino. So.
I think it depends on how many nights you're staying too. I mean, $40 a night is not bad, but like if you're gonna multiply that by like five,
And that's true.
you know what I mean? Like it does add up, and really, is that worth it for a room that you're not in a lot? This
Right.
coming from the DVC guy, of course.
Right. I was gonna say, now Ryan.
The guy who only stays luxury deluxe resorts.
Ugh.
I found it.
Oh, goody.
Disney friends, what are the chances that my OG Magic Band circa 2018 still works? We haven't stayed on property since then, but since we are at this time, I thought maybe I'd bring it. Also, just gave up a BBB reservation for Saturday night if anybody wants it.
Oh,
Bibbidi
that might.
Bobbidi Boutique.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like. Yeah, no, it's not gonna work. Like,
The
you could. I wish
likelihood
you could
is
see the
slim to
photo of this
none.
Magic Band. It is, like, crusty.
Oh.
It's a green and it's crusty. I'm like, that ain't gonna work.
At least my 20th anniversary one still looks good.
Yes. Okay, so let's do two. I have a lot more. Let's just do two more because we're almost at an hour. Best decent sit down dinner in Magic Kingdom. Too late for a reservation system, and everything is booked.
Oh, so that's the situation we're in, is you're looking for dinner right now and there's no reservations available.
You can always try walk up.
That was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, I've had pretty good success with walk-ups specifically at Be Our Guest. So if that is the situation you're in, then I think
Gonna
that's
say,
like
yeah, that happened to me
too
too. Be
high.
Our Guest is typically the place that you can get in.
See, it's interesting because I've only eaten there once. Thank you, Claire's mom. But I have never heard of success with walk up at Be Our Guest. So that's interesting.
Well, two out of three podcasters have had success,
Well, that's
so
cool. No, that's awesome. Like, I'll keep that in mind.
that's a D plus, okay?
Exactly.
67%.
I'm trying to think
Now,
of what do you got? You've got Tony's Town Square, which
and this is that.
c
Not
continue.
bad.
I was
Continue.
gonna say the chef has changed over at Tony's. Like, apparently, I've never eaten there. Apparently, the food has gotten a lot better. There was a time period there where like Tony's Town Square was the joke of all Walt Disney World Resort restaurants. So, but apparently, it's gotten a lot better. So there's always Tony's. I did
Crystal
help a
Palace,
Crystal Palace,
Royal Table.
Be Our Guest at Cinderella's Royal Table. Like,
And
those are the
so,
only four I can think of. Like, quite frankly.
and that's this was what this is what I was gonna say is like, I don't think a sit down dinner is worth it at Magic Kingdom.
No.
Like, get your grab and go and just go. Like,
Right?
get the Casey's hot dog. Get
Here's my sit down dinner. Grab a Mickey's pretzel and get.
literally.
I was gonna say, better
Cosmic
yet,
rays, like, I don't know. I just don't think it's worth it.
what time is it right now? Because better yet, grab that monorail, go over to the Poly, go over to the Grand, see what you can get over there. Bare minimum at Poly, you've got the and of course now I'm gonna forget the name of the quick service.
Contemporary.
Contemporary. Oh,
Contemporary has a ton
Ryan.
of restaurants.
Ryan.
Yes.
The California Grill.
So, what's this is really
Oh.
funny. My mom's hairstylist, my mom just had her hair appointment last week. Again, another tangent. And
Not
she
us.
calls me and she's like, "Hey, Don needs advice." I'm like, "Okay." So he was just there on the 30th and he was like, "The Magic Kingdom is only open until 4 p.m. Apparently, doing a cast appreciation thing." He's like, "Do we do Magic Kingdom or do we do Hollywood Studios?" And I said, "Well, if it's going to close early, that means it's probably going to be less busy during the day. Go to the Magic Kingdom, hop on the monorail, go to California Grill. And then when you're done there, do the monorail bar crawl and just hit up all the bars."
Right, enjoy your evening.
Yeah.
And how did they go? Have we heard back yet?
I have not heard back,
Okay, let us know how that went. I'm curious.
I will.
Yes, it was cast appreciation. Some of my favorite people to work with just celebrated their 10th anniversary, which was like actually their 11th and 12th anniversaries, but they got recognized for 10 years this over on the
Oh, that's
30th.
awesome.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
But yeah, California Grill, amazing.
They just
The quick
opened some
service at
steak something. Steakhouse 71, I think, is also now in
something
Contemporary.
like that. It was of course now I can't remember what it was when we went, but it's that downstairs
Yeah.
area. The Hawaiian Luau, or not the Hawaiian Luau, but the Hawaiian quick service at Polynesian, absolutely amazing.
Ohana.
Ohana, if you could
Trader
get in there.
Sam's.
Trader Sam's,
Yeah,
yep.
like there's plenty of things to do. Like I
So
just.
yeah, quite frankly, leave the Magic Kingdom for an hour or two, go get better food and a better experience somewhere else, and come back.
Hoop-dee-doo. Take the
Right.
boat over to Hoop-dee-doo.
Take the boat to the hoop.
Which then leads us to our final question. Best quick service option in the Magic Kingdom. Not chicken tenders. Casey's. A Mickey pretzel.
This is a good question.
Pinocchio's Village House.
Be our guest before dinner.
What's the place across from Village House? Friar's Nook.
Friar's Nook.
I, for one, like a lunch bay. Might just be
Yeah,
me,
but
but I
that's
love a
chicken
lunch bay.
tenders. Lunch. Yeah,
No, but
well,
you
you
can
got
also get like a
burgers, but
stuffed
there's
pretzel.
burgers, there's salads. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, okay, you don't want chicken tenders, so order something else off the menu.
Unless you're allergic to fish, Columbia Harbor House.
Pesos
Yes.
Bills, or
Yes.
right?
Pecos Bills. Yep.
Oh, dude, I would go nuts for Pecos Bill right now.
So again,
Hey,
don't
guess
worry about
what?
sit down. Do a quick service.
In 6 months or less, you should have a pirate's tavern that you can go sit at.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
Plenty of things to
yeah,
do.
Magic Kingdom is probably my one quick service
Magic Kingdom's
park.
the place I do quick service. Yeah, any other
Yes.
park, I will. Well, Epcot, I really don't do very many sit downs either.
Ooh, but see, Epcot is like, if I was gonna do, here's the thing.
Epcot's where you want to go for a sit
I
down.
don't do a lot of sit down at Epcot because I do a lot of festival food.
Yeah.
But Epcot is the place to
I
do sit down. Beer Garden.
want to do that space one. Space something.
270, something like that. Yeah.
271 something.
Are you looking it up?
Course I
Okay,
am.
I won't then. Well, we both went to our keyboards, so what else? Beer Garden, the
Space
French
220.
220, that's right. The French restaurant, which name I cannot think of right now. I've eaten there. That was amazing. And I don't like French food. So no, like
Chefs de
Epcot is
France or
am I
Les
imagining?
Halles Boulangeries
I
Pasteurisées?
don't remember. I'll have to call Ben and be like, hey, where was that French restaurant your parents took us
And
to?
Monsieur Paul.
Epcot is definitely the place to do sit down. There are some
Ooh,
good sit downs
the
at Animal
UK one's
Kingdom.
really good too.
Yes. Animal Kingdom has some good sit down, but
Frozen
quite
Crown.
frankly, I think your best sit downs are outside of the parks.
Well, Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood has some good ones. I was gonna say, one of my favorite sit down experiences ever is at the, I think it's the Animal Kingdom Lodge, Sanaa.
Oh,
Oh,
yep.
so good. Closed when I was there because they were just, it was COVID. They were just
Oh.
like, yeah.
Right, they were just reopening everything.
Yeah, so they
Well,
didn't
you
have
gotta
it.
go because it's so good. And get the bread service. That's the best
Yeah.
part.
But
It's
really,
so
the
good.
hotels do have the best, like, restaurants. Like,
Truly. Really.
the one inside of Riverside, Port Orleans Riverside, that one's delicious.
Yep.
You have 1900 Park Fair.
Well, and you finish at the restaurant at Riverside, and then you
Ohana.
go over and get some beignets at French Quarter.
Yeah, I mean,
Ohana. Has anybody
there's
done Ohana for dinner? I've only done it for breakfast.
no breakfast.
The
Only,
breakfast is
but
so
amazing.
good, though.
What was the other one I was just thinking of? Obviously, Steakhouse, not Steakhouse, California Grill
Yep.
and Contemporary. Oh,
Oh,
Whispering Canyon.
Whispering
Oh,
Canyon.
yes.
Yes.
Totally
Make
forgot
sure
about
to ask
that.
for the ketchup.
Yes, always ask for the ketchup. It's of vital importance, even if you don't like ketchup.
Me, typical Epcot girl, I'm going to give shout outs to my two favorite in parks restaurants being the Garden, I think it's called, if I remember correctly, the Garden Grill in the
Yep.
Land, and
Yes.
then I forget what the other one's called, the one that's in the sea, that seafood restaurant is so good. So good.
Coral Reef.
Coral Reef.
Yes.
Oh, I went there for my birthday one year and it was the best.
I mean, I still think Hollywood. I love Primetime Cafe.
Primetime is perfect. I know you don't agree with me, Rye, but I love the sci-fi dine-in
Okay,
so
listen,
much.
the food is phenomenal. I love the food at Sci-Fi. I hate the atmosphere.
I love the atmosphere.
Give me the food and let me
I
eat it
love
outside.
it.
I think if I was with people, like, I don't like the way the cars are set up. If I was in a car that's all people that I know, it might be a different story. But we got
Right.
placed between two other couples in the middle of the car.
So what you're
And
saying
nobody
is
wants to be
we
in the
should go
middle.
together.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. I don't know. I still think they need to retheme that to the House of Mouse.
I
I mean, I would accept that, but for
would be
now, I
totally
think it's
down.
perfect the way it is.
Hollywood and Vine is another great one.
Yeah. And then they have it's not Brown Derby, but something like that.
No, it's Brown Derby.
Is it Brown Derby? Okay, Brown Derby. Never been there, but I heard it's fantastic. I heard the commissary is good.
Commissary is good.
Yeah,
Yep.
sorry, commissary.
No, you're good. I enjoy the commissary. That's quick service typically, but
Hey, either way.
still. And then of course Springs, as we discussed, like the food at Springs is just
Yeah.
chef's kiss.
All right, so we'll end it there, everyone. We have some more questions that we can answer in later episodes as well. Of course, people are going to continue asking questions on Facebook. We'll just keep them, and we'll probably do this as a monthly segment. So we're going to do a game day every month. We're going to do advice column every month, and then we'll have two fun episodes every month there we come up with something, whether it's a countdown or we create something. We'll figure it out. But hopefully you enjoyed our answers. If you have different answers, let us know at DCP Anonymous Pod on Instagram or DCP Anonymous at gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Molly.
And I'm Chris, and you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast. See you real soon.